Friends, welcome back to our subject, world-class manufacturing, and the next chapter is SMED. Chapter number 5, SMED. You may be wondering, what is this SMED? New words. But SMED is a path to go to value-added work rather than non-value-added work. We have said that we will be reducing the wastage to zero. We will be reducing the non-value-added activities to zero. And this is one way, SMED, is to reduce our non-value-added activities to zero. And it is SMED, single minute exchange of die. Single minute exchange of die is SMED. Single minute exchange of die is one of the many lean production methods. What is lean production? I have said earlier that reduce the wastage to zero and improve the flow of the production to maximum. And that is the lean production. And SMED is one of the many lean production methods for reducing waste in a manufacturing setup, manufacturing process. It provides a rapid and efficient way of converting a manufacturing process from running the current product. We are running a current product and now we have to make a setup change to a new product. Normally, the setup change takes too much time. That time, the production flow is held up. Production is stopped. Today, we are going to discuss how to do the setup change or change of die without stopping the production. How can we do it in shortest possible time? Current product to running the next product. Setup change from current product to next product. How to do it? It is developed by, again, Mr. Shigeo Shingo. Over a period of almost 20 years, his thought process was going on for such a long time of 20 years. Setup operations can be categorized into internal setup. What is internal setup and what is external setup? Internal setup is machine must stop to perform the setup change. For making the setup change from current product to the next product, I must stop the machine, do the setup change and start the machine. That is internal. And what is external? External is I can do the setup change while the production is running, while the machine is running and there is no loss of machine time. That is the external. External setup is machine can be kept running whilst operations are performed. Setup is performed, machine is running, production is running, there is no loss of productivity. That is the external setup. SMED aims to minimize internal setup time and convert internal setup time to external setup time so that setup can be done while the production is running, while the manufacturing is running, without loss of machine downtime, machine time. Dr. Shigeo Shingo is known as the father of SMED, developed in the late 1950s. And Pokayoke, we have already discussed Pokayoke. It is also known for developing the just-in-time. Whatever we have discussed up till now, just-in-time, Pokayoke and SMED, all is developed by Dr. Shigeo Shingo. He used SMED to reduce the lot size of Toyota car. Earlier, what they were doing? To avoid setup time, too much setup time, they were producing large lots, big lots, and then they were doing the setup change. If we make small lots and do the setup change, they were afraid that too much time will be wasted in the setup change. So they were making unnecessarily large lots which were lying in our WIP. Now, Dr. Shigeo Shingo, what he thought that why so many big lots have to be made? Can we not reduce the setup time? This period changeover, this rapid changeover is key to reducing production lot sizes and thereby improving flow. In lean production, I was always talking about two things, reduction of wastage to zero and improving the flow. And in Japanese language, this flow is called as mura. M-U-R-A, the phrase single minute does not mean that all changeovers and startup should take only 1 minute. It is just the concept. 1 minute means lowest possible time. So, that they should take less than 10 minutes. In other words, single digit minute. It can take 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, up to 9 minutes. Less than 10 minutes. Single digit minute. Can we not do it? He was thinking. Then small lot sizes also we can afford to produce. Single minute exchange of dies helps make those actions that create value flow without interruption. Value flow. Without interruption, without any production loss, without any productivity loss, machine keep running. So without any interruption, without detour. What is detour? Diversion. Without any diversion, without any backflows, waiting for scrap, waiting or scrap, nothing. No scrap, no repair, nothing. So he was thinking, how can we do it? The essence of the SMED system is to convert as many changeover steps as possible from internal to external. What is external? That setup change can happen whilst machine is running. And what is internal? Internal is for setup change, I have to stop the machine, I have to stop the production. So can we not convert the internal setup to external setup? That was the idea about it. And to simplify and streamline the remaining steps. In SMED, changeovers are made up of steps that are termed as elements. External elements, internal elements. There are two types of elements. Internal elements, elements that must be completed while the equipment is stopped. That means I have to complete those elements and first of all I have to stop the machine, then look for the tools, look for the equipment, do the setup change, as we have been doing in whole of our career. For any setup change, we were stopping our machine. So maximum what we were doing? Internal setups we were doing. But Dr. Shigeo Shingo said, why? You can do the setup while the production is running. You can do the preparation in advance so that you can do the setup change. You can assemble the fixtures, jigs, everything you can do while the lot is already running on the machine. Then external elements, elements that can be completed while the equipment is running. The SMED process focuses on making as many elements as possible external, as I have said earlier, from internal to external. Can we not do it? And simplifying the streamlining all the elements. For example, before SMED, what we were doing all along our life is stop the machine, do the changeover continuously, and then start the machine. This we have done. For every setup, we have stopped the machine. So the whole time was changeover time. Then what Dr. Shigeo Shingo has done? He has separated elements. And then he has said that yes, some elements can be done as external while the machine is running. So, changeover time has reduced from this much to this much. Then, he has converted internal elements into external elements. That means, he has converted elements for which we had to stop the machine. But now, he has converted those elements which can be done while the machine is running. So he has converted the elements from internal to external. So external time has increased. Earlier external time was zero. It was there now and then it has increased. Changeover time has reduced. What has happened? Non-value added time has reduced. Production flow has improved. Productivity has improved. Streamline elements. Changeover has further come down. Changeover time has further come down. And external time has increased. So, this is what is the result of SMED. Internal elements are converted to external elements. That's how the productivity has improved. Flow has improved. Machine downtime has come down. And I am able to produce the production in least possible lead time and supply to the customer. Why use SMED? The lean principles. Improvement of the flow, reduction of the waste time, reduction of idle time, reduction of setup time. Define value from the customer's perspective. We always said, what is value? Value in the eyes of the customer is work done for which customer is ready to pay. Customer will not be ready to pay if we do all non-value added activities, unnecessary activities for which the cost of the product will go up. Customer is not going to pay for that. So we have to define the value in the eyes of the customer. Identify the value stream needed to go from customer request to requirement delivered. Customer gives you order, then requirement is delivered to him, then he pays. This cycle time we have to reduce. Ensure the product flows through the value stream without any delay, without any detour, without any idle time, etc. It must flow continuously from machine to machine and machine to machine and to the customer. Use pull scheduling. Earlier what we were doing? We were producing and producing and producing large, large lots and pushing to the customer, pushing to the market, pushing to the dealers. And what was the result? Huge inventory was lying with the dealers. Huge inventory was lying in the work in progress. Now, we say, no inventory. As soon as customer confirmed order comes, you pull the parts along the line, right from the upstream to the downstream. Use pull scheduling so that product is made only when customer wants it. Just in time. We are discussed. Only when customer gives you a confirmed order. Produce that part by pulling all along the line and strive continuously to eliminate waste from the process. What is the principle of lean? Reduce the waste, improve the flow. And what we are doing, right from the chapter 1 to this chapter, how to do it? Just in time, Pokayoke, SMED, everywhere we are thinking. How to reduce waste, how to improve the flow. And that is the world-class manufacturing. Because we are continuously thinking about how to reduce the wastage, how to reduce the defects, and how to improve the flow, and how to supply the parts in least possible time to the customer. That is what we have been continuously thinking. 24 hours we are thinking. Why SMED? Large lot production is waste. Earlier what we were doing? Just to reduce the setup time, we were producing large lots. We were feeling that if we produce large lot, our cost comes down. That is what we were thinking. So produce it, whether customer wants it or not, whether there is the order or not. Produce it as a target, every day 25,000, every day 50,000, every day 1 lakh, producing. And then distribute it to the customer whenever customer asks for it. What was the result? Huge inventory was lying everywhere. But now the principle has changed completely. Large batches are produced to reduce the number of changeovers as setup times. Earlier, overproduction, excess inventory, waiting time, customer wait for entire batches to be complete rather than then if they want a change in the product. They have to wait. What we are saying, that lot is running, sir. After the lot is over, then we will do the setup for your product. So customer has to wait. So it was unnecessary waiting time for the customer. Then defects, storage risks, damage, deterioration, rust, corrosion, everything was happening. Inventory carrying cost was increasing. Transport motion can be affected by the need to manage large batches of raw material, WIP and finished goods also. So, earlier what we were doing, large lot production, which was a waste. We came to know very late that we are doing a waste only. Large lots we are producing, and wastage to the company only we were doing. Then changing customer needs. What will happen? Suddenly customer will say, I don't want product number one, but I want product number one in the changed design. And I have produced 1 lakh parts of that old design. What to do about that? We were not knowing. Repair also was not possible. Scrap also was not possible. And we were in a mess. But now, we are able to respond to the changed customer needs properly. And customers are seeking an ever-increasing variety of products that are available when they want them. Product diversity, not mass production. Product life cycles are being compressed. Earlier, one product designed, manufactured, was going on for years. Now today, the product life has come down, maybe for only 1 year or 6 months or 2 years. So, if we have to change the design, today we are after just in time or after SMED or after Pokayoke, we are not worried what will happen to our WIP because we don't have WIP at all. Shorter time scales are required to facilitate these needs in both the design and development cycle. Then, concept of time. Very, very important. Time. From a logistical standpoint, company looks to deliver on time in full. OTIF. Whatever customer wants, I want to deliver on time in full, not in installments. All on time in full. That is important where customer needs his production one lot on time. Economically, it's advantageous if process lead time on the duration required to produce the product is short. Many time consuming activities do not add value to products. SMED can facilitate the removal of non-value added. In the beginning, I said, by SMED, what I am doing? I am reducing the non-value added activities. And setup time is the non-value added activity. So, necessary NVA activity occurs concurrently with value added activity. What is external setup? I am doing the setup while value addition is going on, while production is going on. Earlier, what I was doing? Internal setup. Internal, what is internal? I was doing the setup while the production is stopped. And now, with SMED, I have converted many elements to external. That means I am able to do the setup while the machine is running, while value addition is running, and I am reducing the non-value added activity. And now, customer is ready to pay me for my value addition activity. So, what we are doing? Basic steps. Look. There are 7 basic steps to reducing changeover. First of all, here, external, internal. This is my way of working. So what I have done? I have separated the external activities and internal activities from this. Then I have thought, how can I do this internal activity as external activity? That means without stopping the production. So, what I have done is increase one external activity here. Earlier, I was having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 external activities. Earlier, only 5 activities were external. Now, I have added one external activity to that. Production is running. And then, internal activities have come down from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 only. I am continuously reducing the internal activities and converting the internal activities into external activities because I want my production to run without any interruption. Flow. I want to improve the flow. I want to reduce the downtime. So, then what I have done, all these external activities to, I have grouped external activities and internal activities. That means what I do is, I convert internal activity into external activity. One, observe the current methodology. Now, this diagram is explained further. In the step number one, what I have done? I have observed the current methodology, how I am doing, how many external activities I am doing, how many internal activities I am doing. Like a bird's eye view from top, like a drone, I am observing what are the activities going on, how many are internal, how many are external. Okay, next, then next. Separate the internal and external activities. That is here. I have separated all external activities from this and internal activities. Now, as a drone or as a bird's eye view, what I see? That, look, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 external activities and 6 internal activities. Okay, I am able to observe from top. Then what? I think, how can I convert one internal activity to external activity? 3, convert where possible internal activities into external ones. For example, pre-heating of tools is a good example of this. I can do the pre-heating of tools which is required for setup while the machine was already running. And then pre-heated tool, I will start doing the setup. So, instead of stopping the machine and heating the tools, I do the pre-heating while the machine was already running. So, one internal activity I have converted into external activity. This is the example of that. Then streamline the remaining internal activities by simplifying them. Focus on fixings. Shigeo Shingo observed that it's only the last turn of a bolt that tightens it. Actually, we are doing the tightening of a bolt. What is tightening of a bolt? Actually, tightening is done only at the last thread. Till that time, we are only doing rotating the bolt, rotating the screw or rotating the nut. He said, why not convert into this internal activity, into external activity? That means I can rotate the nut or rotate the bolt while the machine is running and tighten it when only machine had to stop. Streamline the external activities so that they are of similar scale to the internal one. Look at this. I have done this. Document the new process. Whenever we do anything, we have learnt it in PDCA. Plan, do, check, act. So whatever we have done, write down. Standardize. Document the new procedure and actions that are yet to be completed. Do it all again. Do it again. What I have done here? I have converted one internal activity into external. Don't stop there. Think again. There are 4 more internal activities. Here, 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. 5 more internal activities. Now I start thinking. How can I convert one more internal activity into external activity? SMED is not only one-time job. It's a continuous thinking. It's a way of life. So I ask, how can I convert one more internal activity into external activity? Do it all again. For each iteration of the above process, a 45% improvement in setup time should be expected so that it may take several iterations to cross the 10-minute line. Earlier, we are doing the setup change in 11 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. How can I reduce the setup time to less than 10 minutes? That is my target. Single minute exchange of die is not single minute. It is less than 10 minutes. Concept is less than 10 minutes, as low as possible. So today I am doing the setup while the machine is stopped and I take 30 minutes for setup. How can I reduce this while machine is running? How can I reduce the setup time so that I have to stop the machine only for 9 minutes or only for 8 minutes, only for 2 minutes? By converting all internal activities into external activities. Can I do it? Continuous thinking. So that flow will improve. Shigeo Shingo recognizes 8 techniques that should be considered in implementing SMED. First, separate internal from external operations, what we have seen in that diagram earlier. Then, convert internal to external, standardize function, not shape. Don't standardize shape, standardize the function. Then, use functional clamps or eliminate fasteners altogether. Fasteners will take long time. Can we not have clamps so that we reduce the setup time? Use intermediate jigs, adopt parallel operations. What is parallel? While the machine is running, parallelly you do some operations. In the auto time, what we were talking. Do something when machine is running. In auto time, can I do something in auto time? Parallel operations and eliminate adjustments and mechanization. Can I do more mechanization so that I can do the setup change faster while the machine is running? Continuous thinking on that. External setup can be done without the line being stopped, whereas internal setup requires that the line be stopped, production line be stopped. He suggests that SMED improvement should pass through 4 conceptual stages. First, ensure that external setup actions are performed while the machine is still running. Separate internal and external setup actions. Ensure that parts all function and implement efficient ways of transporting die and other parts. Convert internal setup to external and improve all setup actions. This process, again, it is put in a form of a diagram. What is that? Preliminary. No differentiation between internal and external. All along in our total career, what we are doing, we never thought that there can be an internal setup and there can be an external setup. Earlier, everything was mixed. That is the preliminary. No differentiation between internal and external. So, stage 1, internal and external setup operations are separated. I use my brain to think, how can I do the setup while the machine is running? Then, stage 2, internal are converted to external to whatever extent possible. It is not always possible. But to whatever extent possible, how can I do it? And then stage 3, setup operations are streamlined, internal are first and then external. Benefits, flexibility. What is flexibility? Customer wants suddenly some other product and we say that, look sir, I am not able to produce it now because my large lot is running. It will take another 3 days. Come after 3 days, sir. Earlier we were doing that. Today we are running very, very small lots. And then customer wants some other product. Quickly I am able to change the setup. Because I know that while the machine is running, I can do the setup. While the machine is running for the earlier production, I can do the setup for the next production externally. So continuous flow will happen and customer will get the parts in time. Quicker delivery, reduce lead time and customer waiting. When customer has to wait, he becomes frustrated. For example, we go to a hotel and order idli sambar and it takes 45 minutes. What is our reaction to that? We cannot wait because we don't have time to wait. We have to reduce customer waiting. Customer comes to my door. He is ready to pay upfront. And I cannot ask him to wait. And how this is possible? This is possible only if my setup change time has come down. I do the setup for the customer order while the first order is running. And quickly change the setup, change the production schedule to the next product and give the product to the customer in least possible time. He doesn't have to wait for my production. So, quicker delivery, improved quality, definitely less storage related to defect, less storage related defects. So, customer gets good quality, better quality, greater equipment productivity, definitely. When machine downtime, when machine stoppage comes down, my productivity is better. In the 8-hour shift, earlier I was doing 1000 parts. Now I am able to make 1200 parts because machine is continuously running. For example, when I was working in Bosch, what people were doing, continuously working on the machine. If they have to go to the toilet, they were keeping the machine running, asking their friend to look after the machine. Then when that man goes to the toilet, the first man was looking after his machine. So both the machines were continuously running. While in the lunchtime also machine was running. So no interruption at all. Similarly, SMED will make it sure that production is running and setup for the next product is happening while the machine is running. And once the first lot is over, small lot is over, then immediately switch on to the next lot where customer is waiting for that. Greater equipment productivity, shorter downtime, shorter changeovers linked with OEE. What is OEE? Overall equipment effectiveness. We will discuss this into total productive maintenance, TPM. We will learn this word OEE, overall equipment effectiveness, which we have to improve. So linked with OEE, overall equipment effectiveness will improve. Smoother starts up, lower manufacturing cost, lower inventory levels, because our changeover process are standardized. There is a standard operating procedure for that. Standardized changeover processes improve consistency. What customer wants? He wants consistency. What is consistency? One product we are doing in 4 days, other product we are doing in 1 week, third product we are doing in 1 month. Customer gets frustrated. He wants consistency in delivery. He wants consistency in quality. Whatever we give, continuously every time we have to give the same quality, same delivery time, then will customer give the additional repeat orders. So we cannot give him fluctuating delivery time, fluctuating quality. We have to be consistent in our work. Lower manufacturing cost, lower inventory levels, smaller lot sizes result in low inventory levels, which we have seen in just in time. SMED improves overall equipment effectiveness because machine availability. What is availability? Lower machine downtime. Better maintenance will improve the availability. Performance concerns reduce speed losses. Sometimes what we have to do? We have to run the machine in reduced speed. But this will improve the speed of the machine. Idling, minor stoppages of equipment, and equipment continually running at a reduced speed. That those losses we can improve. That means performance we can improve. Speed of the machine we can increase. So what is the thing? Availability, performance, and SMED improves overall effectiveness of the equipment, quality concerns defects, reduced quality startup period losses, overall quality losses due to equipment, aim to reduce all of the 6 big losses. All 6 big losses we can reduce because of the SMED. SMED is an ideal tool which can be used to reduce the changeover time, setup time in many industries, including manufacturing, logistics, even service industries. Do the setup while your production is running. Very, very beautiful principle. It increases the flexibility of the company to produce the right number of products. Hence, less inventory carrying cost at the right time, and eliminates or minimizes bottlenecks or increases the flow. In lean production, we are discussing about increasing the flow, and SMED is all about that. SMED is about inventory reduction and equipment efficiency. SMED enables a more controlled, safer and less setup process. The use of SMED will facilitate an ability to produce smaller batches economically, lower inventory and work in progress, greater floor space because inventory unnecessarily occupies the space. If we reduce the inventory, what we are discussing just in time, we save space, we save inventory carrying cost, so we save everything and increase in overall equipment effectiveness. That is again reducing the cost, reducing the wastage, improving the flow. That is the advantage. Thank you.